The danger of having self-delusion and not comprehending what satiety. When you have the understanding, the Dhamma, you will see the danger of this satiety, self-delusion, the ego. The egoic mind that manifests itself through satiety is very, very dangerous. And that one is not easy to root out. People thought it's easy. They thought to be a sotapan is easy. It's not easy. Satiety. Yeah. If you go thought-based, you cannot root it out. Yeah. But if you listen to Dhamma, contemplate, reflect, first, second turning can still develop the awakening. Yeah. You don't have to really, that the sainthood way, the first stage of sainthood, the second stage of sainthood is relatively much, much easier. You only need to have a glimpse of the cessation. Means you only need to experience a moment of the true mind, the silent mind. You understand? Your true nature. You no need to stabilize it. You understand? Yeah? Okay? You see, you know? Because the same way, that's why I use this word relatively easy. Yeah? I don't know whether you all find it strange or not. Just most people will say, hey, to become enlightened is already so difficult, or you say relatively easy. Because relative to the bodhisattva way, understand? The one that go through the true awareness-based training, realizing that nature clearly, realize the essence of mind, your true nature. So that one is not easy. But to have a glimpse, relatively easy. When you listen to Dhamma, you reflect, you contemplate, then you develop the understanding. Then one day, suddenly, when the condition falls into place, it will just happen. The cessation, the glimpse of it. After that, they transform from Buddha Jhana to an Arya. They call it the change of lineage.